Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Good morning. Let's start off with some wrestling this morning. Taking a look at the team standings in the girls. It's Thunder Basin sitting in fourth place, Star Valley in first, Green River in second, and Powell in third. Campbell County is sitting in 18th. Now they'll continue competition today and tomorrow. Now moving into the guys' side of things, it's Thunder Basin sitting in first place atop of Class 4A with a score of 107. Green River sitting in second with 83.5. Campbell County sitting in 10th with a score of 26. Cheyenne East in third and Natrona County in fourth. Again, they will continue competition today and tomorrow. Again, if you can't make it out, check out the Flow Wrestling website or go to NFHS to watch those matches. Now moving over to some indoor track and field, as this will be the last week before state coming up next week. It's the Park County Invitational. Kimball County Recreational Fieldhouse hosting by Cody and Powell. Field events starting at 10 a.m. today and track events begin at 11 a.m. It's going to be a rolling schedule, but then we'll start up today. Teams attending will be Bighorn, Buffalo, Campbell County, Cody, Douglas, Glen Rock, Powell, Riverton, Sheridan, Thunder Basin, and many others. Now moving over to some all-state swim results. Cy Gallant of Campbell County finishes a three-time all-stater, gets it in 24 and 25. Brady Hunt, also a three-time all-stater of 2024 and 2025. The other two, both Cy Gallant and Brady Hunt, from Campbell County. Now let's move over to the court as the Lady Bolts taking down the Lady Camels 64-32. But it was a second quarter run by the Lady Camels.
14-34 seconds remaining in the second. From right to left, 30 seconds remaining here in the second. Marley bringing it up at the top of the key. Moves left side. Ryland Haugen, three-pointer off the right corner. Good. 29-17. And the Lady Camels, man, they just keep fighting back with 13 seconds left to go in the first half.
Lady Camels went on a 13-6 run against the Lady Bolts out of that second quarter. But once it hit the second half, it was a 35-15 run in the whole second half for the Lady Bolts to take down the Lady Camels. Once again, a final score, 64-32. Well, that's all I have for sports. I'm Chase Worsley with the Basin Radio Network.